This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his tri-nation tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia is an opportunity to foster global understanding on tackling terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and exchanging views on pressing global issues. Mr. Modi stated this in his departure statement before embarking on a three-nation visit this morning. He said the visit to these countries will also provide an opportunity to thank partner countries for their steadfast support to India in its fight against cross-border terrorism. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will reach Cyprus this evening. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Upon arrival, Prime Minister Modi will be welcomed by the President Nikos Christodoulidis at Luanaka International Airport. The leaders will then head to Lemesos for a business roundtable with Indian and Cypriot entrepreneurs, followed by an informal dinner. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with President Christodoulidis, covering key areas such as trade, investment, education, digital cooperation and regional security. The visit will conclude with an official lunch hosted in the Prime Minister's honour. Rajadri for Akashvani News from Cyprus.
In the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit at the invitation of his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney. In Uttarakhand, 7 persons were killed on board a helicopter that crashed in the hilly region of Gauri Kund Kharg in the Kedarnath area this morning. The chopper was en route to Gupt Kashi from Kedarnath Temple. District Tourism Officer Rahul Chaube said the mishap occurred after the helicopter suddenly collided with a tree due to bad weather. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau will probe the crash. In Gujarat, the process of handing over the bodies of those killed in the tragic Air India crash in Ahmedabad is underway. DNA testing has confirmed the identities of 32 deceased, with 14 bodies handed over to their families so far. State Home Minister Harsh Sanghvi said former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani's body has been identified through DNA testing, confirming his death in the air tragedy. A dedicated support team has been assigned to each bereaved family, comprising a senior officer, a police personnel and a professional counsellor to help them cope with the mental trauma. Union Home Minister Amit Shah distributed appointment letters to the 60,244 newly recruited constables of the Uttar Pradesh Police at grand ceremony in Lucknow today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath was also present at the event. Mr. Shah said that candidates have been appointed because of transparency through technology. He expressed hope that the recruits will move forward with a mantra of security, service and sensitivity. Out of the total 60,244 constables, 12,048 are women. This is the first time a large number of women got appointment letters in any security force. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully conducted a rocket launch test at Kushinagar in Uttar Pradesh. This marks a historic moment for the state as it was the first time a small satellite payload was launched through a rocket from the state. The spacecraft went up to a height of 1.1 kilometer. After this, a small satellite came out. As soon as it fell down to 5 meters, its parachute activated and the satellite landed within 400 meters on the ground. The 15 kg rocket also landed safely with the help of a parachute. Iran and Israel have entered their deadliest phase of direct conflict yet, with at least 10 people killed in Iranian strikes on Israeli cities amid attack on key oil and energy sites by Israel in Tehran. The escalation marks the third consecutive day of military exchanges, with both countries vowing further action amid a rising humanitarian toll and growing regional instability. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast favourable conditions for further advancement of southwest monsoon over parts of Gujarat, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Odisha during the next 24 hours. Heavy rainfall will descend over east Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha till the 20th of this month. In North India, similar rainfall conditions will prevail over Uttarakhand, Haryana, West Uttar Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. Maximum temperatures will fall by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius over northwest India during next 3 days. In table tennis, India's Manav Thakkar and Manush Shah entered the final of men's doubles of WTT contender Skopje 2025 in North Macedonia today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.